Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. We're going to talk about the big celebration of this month, June. After leaving beef month in May, we're now in dairy month. Before we get there, let me first of all thank the sponsors for our Zimcast that includes Novus International, a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets, and also Leica Geosystems when it has to be right. Well, let's look at June Dairy Month, and we all know what dairy is, but to learn a little bit more about it, I had an opportunity to speak with Matt Joyce, who works for the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, and got a hold of him on the phone first thing on the first day of June Dairy Month. So we're going to talk a little bit about this Dairy Month and what it means to the state of Wisconsin, in his case, as well as consumers everywhere. And we'll point you to some places you can get lots of good information about dairy. Matt, why don't you first of all tell me what you do with the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board?
Well, first of all, Chuck, I'm involved with the producer communications and programs area, and we work with a number of groups and organizations here in the state of Wisconsin to not only promote dairy products, but to assist a lot of our folks on the local level in terms of being able to put a face on dairy as well. With the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board supports 63 county groups around the state that conduct promotional events and activities year-round. But as you probably know, June Dairy Month is here, and we've got thousands of volunteers in full swing that are organizing dairy breakfasts all over the state.
Well, I know that's happening, yes, all over Wisconsin and elsewhere, too. This month, which is Dairy Month, originally that was created, I think, to just create a promotional opportunity to distribute extra milk that was available, and that's kind of evolved over time, hasn't it?
Oh, it definitely has, and especially here in Wisconsin, we found it's an excellent opportunity to not only showcase the wonderful dairy products and cheeses that we make, but it's really an opportunity to invite folks from cities and towns out to our farms to really see what's going on our farms today and the importance not only in terms of tying our communities together, but also the economic impact that dairy has on the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think it gets overlooked sometimes when we talk about things like a particular commodity or area of agriculture. And dairy is a very important one, certainly huge in the state of Wisconsin. But besides producing a very wholesome nutritional product, it really does contribute significantly to the economic well-being of a community or state or region.
It does indeed. And I grew up on a dairy farm, I won't tell you how many years ago, Chuck, but seeing back then, there was sort of a closer connection between where food came from and the consumer. And today, I think that's a real challenge to continue to talk to our consumers all across the United States about where our food comes from, who makes it, and the dairy producers' commitment, dairy farmers' commitment to not only making a healthy product, but taking care of their animals and taking care of their land and water resources and really being good neighbors to those communities. We think June Dairy Month is an excellent opportunity to invite our urban folks out to not only enjoy a great dairy breakfast, but to just meet and talk with some of the folks that really are keeping a lot of the economic lights on in a number of our communities.
The organization, your organization, has just does a ton of work to help promote dairy. And when it comes to some of the things you just mentioned in terms of letting people know, why don't we direct them to some resources you've got online, since that's what we're all about. And well, like the first one that came to mind was Dairy Doing More.
DairyDoingMore.org, and this is an excellent opportunity, we think, to connect consumers who may have been kind of removed a bit from where their dairy foods come from Dairy Doing More is an online e-magazine, if you will, and consumers who go to dairydoingmore.org will have an opportunity not only to meet a number of dairy farmers from around the state, read through a number of profiles, but log on to some online videos and log on to some feature articles that really do talk about what's happening on today's dairy farms and why what's happening on today's dairy farms has a tremendous impact on our communities and even on our daily lives. As we move into June Dairy Month, our theme for June Dairy Month here in Wisconsin this year is Wake Up with Dairy. And we have a phenomenal interactive website, wakeupwithdairy.com, where folks have an opportunity to go in, pick a particular area of the state or county of the state or date, and through an sort of an interactive map, find one of those more than 70 dairy breakfasts around the state during June.
Well, I'm definitely going to go there because I'm glad you mentioned that one because I don't think I've been there yet. So we'll draw people's attention to that for sure. Anything else in terms of, I mean, I know you guys have so many resources. What if consumers just have other questions about nutrition and health and the benefits of making dairy part of a well-rounded diet? Anywhere else you might want to point?
As you know, Chuck, the interactive resources, the digital resources that are available on the Internet are just phenomenal. One of the sites that we have, if folks are interested in even getting some information on thousands of recipes that use dairy and cheese products, if you go to eatwisconsincheese.com, it's a phenomenal resource, not only in terms of recipes, but information on a host of topics, including some of those nutritional aspects as well. One of the things we've also put together after June Dairy Month is Cheeseburger Month. And we've put together a site called cheeseandburger.com. It's a microsite. And it's that's one definitely to visit as well.
Okay, well, lots of resources there, and we want to welcome everybody to June Dairy Month. And, Matt, I really do appreciate taking time to catch you here on the phone and talked about some of the things that people can look for in terms of getting good information about something that, you know, as we learned last week, there are people out there who have a lot of misinformation when it comes to this subject too, but we won't go into that at all. We'll just look forward to having a very healthy and great celebration of dairy this month, and thank you very much.
Indeed, you're very welcome, Chuck.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week, and I'm going to leave you with some music. This is from Music Alley. The band is called King Bastard, and the song is Got Milk. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.